Alison.
What did she do?
She does a step towards the skip lally. She stepped down it and didn't see it. So she hit her chin on the escape bar, the emergency door.
Yeah. All right.
And I said, you want to put in a claim for that? She went, no, I won't put in it. I said, I'm not paying you. The Broody will pay you. And she was like, oh, and I said, no, honestly, I'm telling you to put a claim in. So the assessor came out and I said, yeah, it was our fault and blah, blah, blah. And I think she went to go on the money or something.
Yeah, she makes money. Yeah.
I was living in a B&B and Ali got this new house, which was beautifully decorated, but had no furniture at all. And she asked me to move in. So I rented a room, but she doesn't like sitting on the floor. And one day we went up the tread and she said to Russell, can I borrow a chair? And picked up one of the big armchairs and carried it down the road to Lead Street and was in the front room for... It was our only piece of furniture for a long time.
Oh, yeah, they did write it off, actually.
Did
you? Yeah. It was,
did it never come back?
I don't think that ever came back. No. Quite right. I just wrote it off.
And that was in 95.
And where was that? In Lead Street, her house in Lead Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, that she just bought.
Yeah.
Yeah. They used to... I believe you first come to the tread to listen to the awful DJ... He was awful, and all you guys used to pile in just to have a good laugh at him. Yeah. And his DJ thought he was really popular. Yeah. Which wasn't the case. That was awesome.
And there were two bars, weren't there? We always used to go in that. Is that was it
the lounge?
Yeah, that was, okay.
In the back, yeah.
And we used to go playing
skittles. I was going to say there's skittles.
Lovely there? Skittles alley. Yeah, yeah. It was great fun.
Yeah, and the boys were great in it. The local lads
really
took to you guys. They really sort of, it was like, two ends of the spectrum where you guys were sort of like doing your sort of community thing with your No Fit State Circus and, you know, getting involved in the community. Although a few of you weren't even from Sprott.
No.
You sort of...
I was a Londoner. I don't
know.
Well,
you got on with the Sprott boys straight away. You all clicked because... So obviously they all took you because you were great guys. You were all on the same level, weren't you? You know.
Yeah. Well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. No BS.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, man, just... They all thought the world of you, a couple of the boys, because it was just your ways. Like you were all just like them, really.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, let's go have a good time, and they all used to go and get stoned at the back.
That was what the skip alley was for, really.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I remember the skip
alley. But no, they were great too. See, I've always liked Sprott. I mean, that's why I've managed to move to live in Sprott, and I've been here 18 years now.
That's a great area.
And now I miss the tread a lot because, you know, it was a local.
For me,
it was the local for the first 5 years, isn't it?
And Easton, there was another one.
Oh, yeah.
What, with Fred?
Not so much.
Not so much, I know, but you know, it was sort of like afternoon little drink, wasn't it?
It took over when we had that workshop at the end of Metal Street where we used to do all those things. So there were certain nights we would be mob-handed and we'd come round, you know, 20 or 30 of us would come round.
Yeah.
And it was a proper pub, wasn't it? Because everywhere was starting. Yeah, that's Fred's pub.
Yeah.
He's no longer with us now, Fred.
It doesn't surprise me. He wasn't the healthiest of men, was he?
Yeah,
he was
a good guy,
Fred. He was a good guy. He helped us out a lot. But if he knew we were coming, he'd have to nip down the shop and get a bottle of tequila. Bring it back.
How well
I mean,
so
he didn't have a great lot of stock, did he?
No, you know. Really. Well, yeah, that's the difference between tenancy and managed.
Yeah.
You know, we could order what we like.
Yeah.
Fred had his hands tied to a certain extent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we did used to drink there quite a lot, especially after the tread had gone, really, didn't we?
Oh, once the tread had gone, that was as I say, when we'd finished our workshop on Metal Street, that was where we would go. He'd even know, you know, it's a Tuesday night, there's going to be 20 or 30 of them in.
Mm.
He started putting peanuts and crisps out on the tables.
Oh,
we must have been his big night.
He did, yeah.
And there are lots of fit young women coming in, you know. You can't go wrong, can you?